Hi, my name is John O. I'm the coordinator for the National Coalition of Anti-Deportation Campaigns in the United Kingdom. We are an organisation in the voluntary sector, and we are opposed to all deportations. Doesn't matter whether they are asylum seekers who have failed their claims and are being removed from the UK, or they are illegal entrants into the UK, or economic migrants who have come to the UK. We are for open borders, and our organisation's policy is that anyone who comes to the UK and wishes to remain and is facing deportation, if they want to campaign against that deportation, we will help them in every way we can to set up that campaign and do as much publicity as we can to prevent either the family or the individual being removed from the UK.
On Wednesday, two new articles will be introduced regarding the immigration law. What changes will there be?
The Nationality, Immigration and Asylum Act comes into force on January the 8th. And there are two particular sections, sections 55 and 57, which will affect how people making new claims will receive support. The new sections specifically state that anyone making an asylum claim in the UK must make it within a reasonable period of time, as soon as they can after setting foot in the UK. Now, the way this will work is that if someone asylum makes their way to the UK, they have to present themselves to the nearest immigration control. And the asylum seeker will have to say when they arrived in the UK, and then they will have a screening interview, and this screening interview will determine whether they are going to receive support while their claim is being heard. What would happen at the moment if an asylum seeker arrived in the UK today? They would go to someone like the Refugee Council or Refugee Action. They would turn up at their premises, and the Refugee Council or Refugee Action would find them accommodation first of all, and then worry about the process of doing a screening interview and making the asylum application. From Wednesday, this is not going to happen. This will now no longer be possible. All new arrivals will have to do a screening interview first of all, and the result of the interview will be faxed to London to an organisation called NAS, which is the National Asylum Support Service, and there will be a team of 8 to 10 people who will read the screening interview and decide whether the asylum seeker is able to apply for support. So if the person reads the claim and decides they're not eligible for support, that is the end of the matter. They will not be able to appeal against it. And what this means is that the asylum seeker will not be entitled to any form of support whatsoever. That means you will not be entitled to housing or food or clothing, any shelter at all. And the new Act also imposes on local authorities, which is your town council or your village council or whatever, and they will not be able to provide support. Once NAS has refused the person support, no other authoritative body in the UK can provide support or shelter. So this means that asylum seekers will be forced to walk the streets.
What does it mean practically, and what problems do refugees face?
Changes in this way that a lot of people would just climb out of the back of the lorry when they arrive. Well, they won't even know which country they're in, some people. They'll just get out, and then they would be expected to find the nearest immigration control and present themselves for a screening interview. Now, if you don't know where you are or what country you're in, I mean, how are you going to find out where these places are?